Yeah, go enjoy the party.
I'll
I'll see
probably fall
you.
asleep or something. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Now that Starlight suffers from FOMO.
Okay, good afternoon, Rabbi Sai. Good morning, Rabbi Sai. And I mentioned several times over the last month that not only is Ksubas Shas Katan, so is Nedarim. I would call it a Shas Katan Katan. And we went from the highly intriguing sugya of Dina de Machusa last week, which has obvious lamdisha halachic and practical implications, vast sugya, to now one of the most lamdisha sugyas in Gans Masechet Nedarim, if not Shas, and that is the sugya which is called Bar Poda in Yeshivisha lexicon. Bar Poda, aka Kedushas Damim versus Kedushas Guf, and how it's chal and how it's paka is a combination of Kachim and Seder Afla. What is in fact doing in Mesechus? Where there are several ways of having a Kedusha Bipaka. As a way of background, of course, we have to understand the Chilul. And we're going to pick up here, right here, in the beginning of the Amid. Omer Nunal Kedusha Shabam Lehechen Halcha. Uma Ilu Omer Ishayoim at Ishti Lamachi at Ishti, Minafke Beloy Get. The Gemara asks Akasha, Rav Nuna asks Ula Akasha, how is it possible that this Nigdash, Dika Chayfetz, should go L'cholim B'lai Pedia? Kedusha Shebehen L'heichen Holcha. There is a major Machlekes in Rabbeinu HaRishayim how to understand this Kasha and this Sugya. There are three basic Shitais. The first shita is that all kedushas are never nifka bechti; they never go away just by itself. That's one way of understanding it. And the second way is understanding a bifurcation that kedushas the guf is not paka bechti, but kedushas damim can be. And the third is Abaya's retort to Rava, and where Abaya holds that both kedushas the guf and kedushas damim can in fact be paka b'chti. So let's take a little bit of a walk here through the Gemara quickly. What happened to the ishus? Doesn't just go away by itself. What happened to this? Let me ask. This is my computer. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara says can't go away by itself. Amar Rava, what's the kasha? Mikam dam k'dusha dam k'dusha zaguf, k'dusha dam pachim chti, k'dusha zaguf le pachim dichti. Amar Gaya, v'k'dusha dam le pachim chti. V'atanya sharzu oila kol am yom v'ach lam yom shlamim kol yom leil v'ach lam yom shlamim. The girsa and base in the gach is v'amai k'dusha zaguf ninu pachim chti. How does it possibly go from a oil, which is Kedushas Guf, to a shlomim, which is Kedushas Damim, by itself without any type of action? That's what Ptacha means. Where I said, no, Hachamai Skin and the Amar L'Dmei. He was Magdshit originally for Dmei, and therefore it wasn't even Kedushas Guf, no Raya. So the Gemara says, Abazai, this safe, it doesn't work. Atkan, the Sugi of Amar Aleph, Hanigel, Nyanenu, and Daf Chavtes. So what is this sugi talking about? Shitas Rabbeinu Aran in Divrei HaMaskil V'Ula Amar in a long and complicated Aran is that the entire plukta is in Hegdish. The entire sugi of the Gemara and the entire machlekes between Ula Abai and Rava is dafke behegdish. But mumnis, if you make a hakno or lizman, you're makna something on a distinct time base, No problem. It could be Park Abakdi. Why? I have a fair Shugamara. If you go scroll down to Ahmed Bey's, I'm not sure Ahmed Bey's is brought here right after Ahmed Aleph. Where is my book? Pesach. What has happened to us? Screen sharing? What's going on here? Not sure. Okay, so I'm going to continue until the screen share comes up. So the Ran says that the entire Hegdish is, the entire Sug is in Hegdish. Damim clearly is Pakmukti. What's that? A Raya from a Gemara in various places in Shas, where a person is allowed to be matal, a what's called in the secular law a remainder, meaning I'm giving, Reuven says to Shimon, I'm giving you my nechasim, v'acharecha, after you, l'pleni. And that is well agreed upon, halacha, that this works. So you see, when it comes to kedushas, when it comes to damim, not kedushas damim, but when it comes to damim, there is a clear template that such a thing does work. So the question is this applicable to the Dharam or not? The Ran in the Abaya's retort says, is Abaya talking about Kedusha the Guf that it's Pakach Di? What about Kedusha Isha?
I'm a little bit
So the Ran says there's two possible tzedakah. First, the Ran says that at Enachinami it is possible, as startlingly mechudish as it sounds, it is possible for a person to say Hayoimat Ishti, v'lamachar Iat Ishti. I, the Gemara says, what happened to the get? Okay, so the Ran says, I hold it works. Amalei Abaya on the bottom sideline. Kedusha leguf leipaka. After the Abaya, the Maksha Hachi, Pags really darmeli shati amishlo b'chiyat ishti b'chanaf leget the nachinami. Who says why can't it work? Why can't it work? It's kedusha. Okay, it could work. That's svar number one. Svar number two says the Ran Abaya is a mighty kedusha. It doesn't work. We don't have such a zach. We don't have such a zach that kedusha goes over that get. That's not the right. Dimyon. No such a thing. And even Abaya's might have the Sugya Sagamara here. So Kedusha the Dhamma, Kedusha the Guf of a carbon, says Abaya is Pacha Bakhti. So the Kasha is, but the Sugaman Rabbi Nunes Taita. Rabbi Nunes Taita was Kedusha the Guf of a Hecha Pacha. How is it Pacha Bakhti? So the Ran explains this, the template to be used here is not Kedusha Isha. The template to use here is the aforementioned Kenyan Paris. A Please, Rabbi Say, please, just leave what we had there before.
I'll be back in a second.
Because it's important to have it there, and we'll work out the jurisdiction later. So a proper dimyon here, explains the Ran, is the concept of kinyan paris. So Jeff, you just put on the Ran again. And a kinyan isha is not Kinyan Paris, we have Kinyan Paris. So therefore, Isha is not Shaykh Kinyan Lazman, because the Isha is not Paris. But Hegdish, you could have Hegdish Kedusha Stamim. If you can make Hegdish Kedusha Stamim, so why can't you make a Kedusha Haguf Lazman? Azoy state in Iran, which of course is a
I'm bringing it up.
Kiddush. But we are going to see this run in a moment. As soon as we get it back. Okay, scroll to the bottom. So the Ran says, I'm going to give you the right template. And the right template is, in the second sideline, Hayim time, should the whole Kinyan Shein Alam is Kinyan Paris B'chud Mikri. Kenyan parents is a moniker, is a term for a Kenyan that's not forever. Hilkach, Gabi Hegdish, Kivin Chayale. Given the Vale Chayle Hegdish Damim, Shein Elamis, since when a person makes a Hegdish and he makes a Hegdish of Damim, by definition, you can be paid it. If you can be paid it, it's similar to a Kenyan Paris. It's not forever. But if you can do it for Kedusha's Damim, and here the Ram says a Svar without an explanation, why can't you do it for Kedusha's Guf? In the area of Hegdish, you find such a thing as Kedusha's Damim, which could be done with Zman. Why not? Why is it any different than Kenyan Paris and Mavinus? Somehow, the Ram says, I can therefore stretch it to include Kedusha's HaGuf too, which of course begs the question, why? How does that work? At least, he'll tell you, I said, Kedusha's Damim, there is such a concept to Hegdish, so if it works for Kedusha's Damim, it should work for Kedusha's Guf too. Why? As I talked around. But Isha! No such a thing as bifurcating a Kenyan and Isha. No such a thing. You can't have an Isha Lizman. Your Isha is your Isha. And if you want to terminate that, the only way it works is Dafka with the Gerishin, as the Gemara says, and get Daf Pe Gimel, the next Mar Mokim. Take a look at Daf Bitten. Scroll, please. If we're having trouble with this screen sharing, then I ask you to release it, please, to Jeff, because we're behind here. Okay, here's the Gemara in Gittin and Paragam Megarish Daf Pei Gimel, where the Gemara says, scroll down. The Gemara goes through a shaila of who the shaila is negeh to. And the Gemara says, uses a phrase, given the paska, paska. Once the Kedushin is paska, says Rashi, what does that mean? The last line. Given the pasuk minei hayom legamrei etzel kol adam pasuk lechol adam la'ilam v'shov eina ishtai ad sheyavgat shena. Once there was a cutoff of the kedushin, it cannot come back unless you're mekasher again. No such thing as a inserting a tanai into a kedushin. So the Ran, in the Chedusha Ran, brings a ra'ah that if that's the case in kinyanim. If you're makne the guf in the peris lezes man. The same raya should apply. It's not paska, and it stays at l'keach. Basu by heart of pashta, given the paska pasuk kasevara dem hashaminan. Even though the Gemara is talking about gittin, but the Gemara makes the tushel to the mamonis. Shanleis and karka lechveri guf and peri se mechut shezach makabel bekarka loylam. It's his forever. Why the sikna? Given the paska paska, the Ran takes this concept. Of given the Pascha Pascha that the transaction is closed, just like the Gerushin is closed, then you want her back, you got to Mekadesh her again. So too here, Lekeach owns it. You want it back, you got to buy it back. It stays the Lekeach. Ask the Amni Meluim, it's a question, a steer in the Ran. In this Ran, it's Meforish that in the Mamayin helps the Tanai, and you can say, Bacha Bechdi, here meaning in the Dharam. The Pirush Ran Nidarim tells you clearly that forget about Tegdish Kedush is a Guf. That's even a bigger Kedush, but certainly in Kedush's Mamayin works Lizman. And here the Ran is breaking the Ra'ah, which says if you hikn the Lizman, it stays him forever, keeping the Pascha Pascha, a beautiful, juicy steer in the Ran of Baisai. As I've said before, when you ask these kind of steers, certainly steers in Gemara's for sure. But even steers in Rishayim, it depends who asks the steer. When the Darius, as we get closer, further away from our Sinai Shvachop, if a contemporary would ask the Stira, we wouldn't necessarily take it with the same gravitas of an excessive fashion effect the stereo, and then effect the stereo, thus a stereo, by say. This is a world-class stira in the Lechayer in the Ran, between the Ran and the Dorim, which says that you can make a kinyan l'zman in Maminis, and the Ran bringing a ra'ah in Gittin, which says, given the Paschal Paschal, it's either Avnei Milu inside, it's Simchav Ches, Sif Kot Nun Gimel. So the obvious teres here is, this is not where it starts, is it? Is there a page before? No. Okay, the obvious teres is, the way we set it up is terutzai b'tzidai. The obvious teres is that the Ran, in his Chiddush HaRan, is bringing a ra'ah, quotes the ra'ah of a Leilei Sefira. He holds, as he wrote Nedarim in the Sugya Bar Pada, that there is such a concept of Kinyan L'zman and Mamonis. I, the Ra here, says no, given the Paska Paska, that's the Ra. Okay, Rabbi Sai, if the theory is legitimate, this Teretz is the most real Teretz. Near the high Svarmish made the Ra, the cost of the Ran Lisrili. He tells you why not. He brings the Sugya. And he goes through the Ran, including the Raya from this Gemara, this positive Gemara, Raya Machrachas, Nechsai Lach Vachrachal Plaini, Ainlish, Shani Lamasha Shia Rishon. Mashia Rishon, it's like, it does work. You're right, he doesn't get the whole thing. He only gets what's written into as a remainder from the Rishon, but that he does get. The Hachi, Nami my son is Yerushalayim. And then the Ktzais goes on, the new one goes on to ask. Lamaisa, what's chat in the Ra'ah? But to me, Masha Kosav Ra'ah in the Paska Paska. Where did the Ra'ah come to say this? It says Lecharetz Nistar from the Sugi Nedarim. The Ra'ah now has this problem. The Ra'ah is Chiddush that Paska Paska and applies to Mamanis. How can that be? Both Bar Pada and Ula hold that Kedushas Dam is Paka B'chdi. They only argue about Kedusha the Guf. Why? According to Ra'ah, given the Paska Paska. How can we park b'chdi? Transactions over. Keeping the paska paska. If lived in a moment, so but it's really like a shikatsu na pay day. No, mishum is really like douche like park b'chdi. So the Avnilim says as far by say, which I'm going to share with you, and if would heard this from Shach once, Shach said a shir klali. All the bachram were expecting big lumdus and say I wish to come as Yezri Shach. Learned Gemara and Rashi and Taisis and said over Taisis. They came afterwards. That's all. So Shach looked at him and says, "Thus, your main, you think Ken Zogin best with the Taisis? I can say better than the Taisis. Learn the Taisis. That's all you need. You're not the Amai Chedushin. So we're going to learn this Taisis here. Let me tell you what he says outside, and then we'll see if he lines inside. He says, the Achrechal Pliny, which is the template of the Dinim Mamonis Tzura, there, it makes sense that it comes back to him lachazman. Why? Because when you insert the condition that it should be yagzer la'atzmai, it becomes hefker biyada lekeach. Why? Because the kinyan dies. Like the battery gives out. Your phone battery gives out. The kinyan dies. Once the kinyan dies, it becomes hefker. Rabbi said, you want to hear Lomdish Garet? Your phone dies, and therefore your phone hates to come phone. Lomdish. In yeshivas, you can apply this to any one of thousands of varts. Azazach on them hates his dead zach. A phone without a battery is not a phone. Yayin without alcohol is hates kan yayin. Here too, once you put in a condition into the object, and that condition is that it's terminated at a certain point, the object becomes hefker. The kinyan is dead. The battery ran out. There's nothing to give back because it became hefker, and that like keach was kinyan in a hefker. That is good in that case of the Gemara Bava Basra. But in the case of Arpada, there are multiple kinyanim. Let's see this inside. Once she's gone, she's gone. You can't come back without condition. That's what a gerushin does. Same understanding. Just as the isha is gone, the neches is gone when you say giving away the peris and the guf. That's true in the case of Paris. Why? Because since it doesn't go back to the Rishus of the Bailim, the Makabo, the Lakeach, is now staring at a Dover Hefker because the battery died. I'm just going to follow along with my mushel. The Kinyan died, and now it's just sitting there. And he was like, I'm going to have it. It has no Bailim to it. I will be hegdish. I forgot to tell the truth about my hegdish. Ain't it nice to hegdish? The man zeich is rachakach lahegdish. Hegdish is a chalais. It's called hegdish. Hegdish can't become hefker. Somebody has to be in charge of hegdish. Rabbi Shlaim, the kayin, the person. So look to start in hefker. Given like dishrei el zman, no yidatz mishus bailway. The hegdish su ain't el by part of the tradition like puk buchdim. Can't have like hegdish like they tchilas the hegdish. The first hegdish is kal, and they send you to the Ketzayis and Simon Reish, which discusses Kinyanim Lagabi Hegdish. Beautiful Ketzayis, beautiful Avni Milian. He says there's no Kasha from Al Gemara here because the Sugi is radically different. Let's make a Sikum here, Rabbi Sai, and then I'll conclude with just giving you a Tamsis of Rabbeinu Rabbi Chan here. We have three Shitas. Whether Kedusha Dom is Bakr Bakhti, but Padar Ramhona, not Nifta Bakhti, both Kedushas go Kedushas Domim. And therefore, after the Tiyos were Niktas, you got to be paid them all over again. Abaya says, what does that mean? I don't agree with that. Kedusha Dom, Kedushas go Bakr Bakhti. Rava says of Pshara, and he says, Kedusha Dom, Bakr Bakhti, Kedushas go Fain Bakr Bakhti. What's going on here? So there are many central questions in this Sugya, and the obvious ones are why. What's the svaras mechleksim by Padre Rav Nuna? Tushes comes not pakukti. It's only tushes dama mechdeisa shouldn't be pakukti. The kasha and Abai is reverse. How is possible the guf should be paka? According to Abai, that tushes a guf is pakukti. Why shouldn't you be able to say ayam atishti lemachrat leatishti? So we learn the Ran that says a kinyamam is treated pakukti. And the only question here is Kedushas Adam and Kedushas Guf. And therefore, L'chayr is a steer asks the Avni Milim between the Ran in Gittin, which brings the Ra'ah, which says Kinyan L'Zman works for Mominus, and the Ran here doesn't work for Mominus. If you makta something, L'chavei R'l'yayim Echad, once it becomes his, given the Paska, Paska, and it's not Puck anymore, ask the Avni Milim, you have a steer. So in order to understand a good Teresa to steer, so we saw the teretz of the Nilim himself, but we're going to add here one more mahalach here. It's a famous yeshivish mahalach. I'll try to summarize it here in the limited time that we have, and the rest of it, Rabbi Sai, is going to be your work. Rabbi Chanan, in a vart that maybe you heard from Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chanan says that there's two type of kinyan l'zman. There's a kinyan l'zman where the guf kinyan is limited. It's mugbal to a zman for a month. That's very similar to kinyan peris. Why? Because this man is buying 30 days. He's buying 30 days of the chefetz. Just like you can buy only peris of a sada and not the sada itself, you can buy 30 days worth of the life of this sada. Then there's another kinyan l'zman. That's a kinyan l'zman where the guf of the kinyan is forever. It's a regular kinyan. But in that regular kinyan that's forever, you make a conditional achazman that should be nifka hakinyan. That's inherently built into the kinyan. The forever kinyan is that the forever kinyan is not forever. In such a kinyan, says Rabbi Chanan, his chiddush is maybe that kinyan is not paka. Once it becomes his, we go to the Gemara in Gittin and give him the paka. It became the chavers, and Lekech is allowed to keep it, and his rights are paska, given the paska, paska. Look in Dalid. Gimli brings the Ran here. Dalid brings the Ran in Gittin, and the Avner Milyewish asks the Stira, and he says, what's the pshat in the Raha? And he says, Yeshnei oifane kinyan lezman. And I say, as I said, Rabbi Samuel, I'm just going to give you this marmakam. I'm going to learn with you this paragraph, and you have to go proceed it again slowly and see some of the subsequent Torah brought in the Sefer Derech Yam, which is Misakim, all the raid. Beer de Rera, Yeshnei can find a kinyan lezman. Echachakam tekath mane and kinyan el lezman. That's called kinyan peres. That's what the Ran says. In such a case, not shy to say paska paska. It was originally written in such a way. And the second Ekleiz Mancham tekath mane like kinyan lelam. Really, it was a full kinyan within those 30 days. After 30 days, there never was a kinyan to begin with. It was kind of retroactively, not really, but kind of, never existed. And therefore, if that's the case, give him the Paska Paska, since it was his lo'ilam, once it's his lo'ilam, it stays for him. Why, by get, do we say Paska? That's because Shliyayim Echot Teim Regreshet Lo'ilam, Achar Kach Yis Bat Lo'Gerishet. There's a Mzunder Allah in Gittin that you need creases, and this is certainly not a creases because there's still one day of being together. And that's similar to Kenya Paris, and it's not Kedushin, not Gerisha. So there are, who are dim to my mind, and you are a son of Kenu Lacha, you are a mechad goof of Paris, Techayam take Kenu Lacha, and you are a Paris, but Maslach, tonight bottle. And therefore, the kinyan is chal. Oy vazoi, said Rabbi Chanan, I'm going to take this, he said, two type of kinyan lezman, and I'm going to use this beer in the ra'ah to go back to the shakavataria of the sugya. Everybody beholds that any kinyan which is lo ilamai is not nifka b'chdi. Yushtam gush l'guf. Somebody wants to make a kinyan lezman, should be pike, it has to make a kinyan in Paris. At that time, kinyan is mukbul lezman. That's the deal here in the sugi in the Durham. The potter Ramuna hold ain't hegdish, such a hegdish, not a hegdish bakal. An old hegdish has to be forever, and therefore it can't be paka. Not because kedush lukum shalei halacha, even kinyanim, the same svar applies as the Ra says. The chilek is by monam, you can make a mini kinyan of yamim. You can buy something for 30 days. That's called kinyan peris. And Rav holds no, only kedusha the guf. It's moving that no such a kinyan is possible. By ultra carrot, it's possible to make a kedusha lezman both in kedusha dom and kedusha the guf. And therefore, kedusha's got guf. You can make a kedusha lezman that should be paka. And therefore, if this person said ella and then shlei shem yayim, after that it should be shlam, it works. But Kedusha Isha, Abaya agrees. That is Maida, that you can't make a Kedusha that's Mugbal, which would be similar to Kinyan Paris. Kedusha Isha is this way. When Pshita, you have to make another Kedusha because everybody agrees that line in the Gemara in Gittin Hayam Etishti Al Machadu doesn't work. And therefore, it is Chol Kedusha from Gittin. Well, Chana then goes and works with this, works through the Shitas of the Rishonim, a nice hey and Vav, and I urge you to take a look at this inside. That's the basic Mahala, myself. The Ran, the Stira in the Ran, the Ra'ah, the Amin Williams, the Yishuv, and Rabbi Chanan's explanation of the various different types of kinyan. I'm Khan for today, Rabbi Sai. A little bit of a blick into one of the most lomdashe, geshmaka, really today in Yeshivas, you probably learn Pada for a whole Zman. It's telling that kind of treatment. We have to have 1 week to do it, and everybody should have the geschmackite, the ziskite, the chmada mizav and pazrav. This is one of the most geschmack sugis and shas to try to figure out all the chalukim, ashreichem. I'll see you next week. Thank you to my partners, Yeshakai Kachem.